This is the body scan for MBSR. Taking a moment at first to check the space where you intend to practice, making sure that it is safe and secure, and that you'll be free from distractions, and also checking calls on your attention from devices, phones, either silencing or turning off. And taking a moment just to fully clear the space around you for focus on this time with yourself. And finding a comfortable position for the body. This can be lying down on the floor, on a mat, in a chair, on a bed. Perhaps placing something behind the knees. Allowing the feet to fall apart. Splaying out to the sides if that's comfortable. Placing the arms down at the sides, letting the palms face up. And just making any adjustments or finding any posture that is comfortable for you and supportive of this practice. And as the body starts to settle down, we can turn our attention to the attitude that we bring to this practice. Having the intention of bringing an attitude of open curiosity to let our experience be just what it is. Body sensations, thoughts, emotions, all different parts of our experience that'll come and go throughout the body scan. And not needing them to be in any particular way, but just letting them be as they are. And letting the eyes gently close if that's comfortable. And bringing the attention to the breath. Noticing the breathing in, air coming in through the nose and down through the throat. Feeling it gather in the chest or the belly or both. And going back out. Noticing all the different sensations that come with breathing. Sensations inside the body, bones, muscles, outside the body, skin. Just in that gentle movement of breath coming in and out, all the different parts of the body that experience sensation along with the movement of the breath. And then taking the attention down through the body, through the right hip and down the right leg, past the right knee, all the way down to the bottom of the right foot. And letting the attention rest here on the sole of the right foot. Noticing sensations at the skin. Perhaps sensations of temperature, contact, perhaps sensations in the skin of tingling or itches or comfortable feelings or uncomfortable feelings. There might be the memory of sensations of walking or standing. And also the contrast of the bottom of the foot now being able to rest. And then moving the attention to the right big toe. And feeling around the sides of the big toe and where it's touching the toe next to it. And also the outside of the big toe. the tip of the toe. Just being with all the sensations that are present here in the right big toe. Noticing also absence of sensation. And just being with that the same way that we can hold our awareness on sensation itself. And moving the attention now to the right little toe, all the way on the other side of the foot. Feeling again here where this toe may be in contact with the toe next to it and the other side that is in contact either with air or sock or blanket or whatever's on the outside of the foot. And then feeling all the toes in between. And noticing where the toes may be touching each other and where there may be space in between. And then tracing the bones that are in the toes and then extend all the way back through the foot and just in our mind's eye, or if there are distinct sensations coming from within the foot, allowing our attention to rest there. Feeling into the muscles and the ligature, the bones, perhaps the pulse is subtly perceptible here in the foot. And then drawing the attention to the top of the foot, the skin. Noticing for tingles, solid feelings, wavy feelings, temperature, pressure, any feeling that might be there. And then feeling the entire right foot. Bottom, top, toes, outside, inside. And whatever sensations are present there. And if the attention wanders, just gently bringing it back to the right foot and the sensations in the foot. And now letting our focus on the foot go and drawing our attention to the right ankle, to the bones on either side, the Achilles tendon stretching to the heel and the back and going up into the calf. And then moving our attention to the lower leg from the ankle up to the knee. The big shin bone in the front, calf muscle in the back, starting deep inside the calf muscle, noticing if there's any sensations in there. And feeling to the skin on the outside and the front, in front of the shin. And around to the back, perhaps feeling where the leg is supported by whatever we're resting on. Perhaps noticing if we can discern the places where our leg is being supported and in contact with the surface that we're lying on. What that sensation of pressure or support from underneath feels like. And then as you're ready, taking the attention to the knee. This big, important joint where the large bones from the lower leg and the upper leg meet. placing the attention first at the patella, the kneecap in the front of the knee. And feeling around to the soft back of the knee. And just noticing whatever sensations may be here. Pleasant, unpleasant, prominent, subtle. And again, noting the lack of sensation and being curious and interested in that, just as we're drawn to hold our attention to a prominent sensation. And then taking the attention to the upper leg from the right knee to the right hip, the large muscles of the leg, the quadricep in the front, the hamstring in the back. Noting all of the sensations that are present here, deep inside the muscles where they wrap around the bone, out to the skin, and then taking the attention to the right hip, where the leg plugs into the body. And letting our attention gently rest here in this ball socket joint. Feeling where this outer extremity, this limb of ours, becomes part of our trunk. And maybe seeing if we can discern where it feels to us like our leg begins and where our trunk ends. And then bringing the attention to the entire right leg from the hip all the way down to the bottom of the foot and the tips of the toes. And being with all the sensations in the right leg. Noticing sensations that come and go. Sensations that more naturally or prominently draw our attention. And those that may be more subtle or may not present themselves in the very front of our experience, but might be present nonetheless in the background. And then letting our attention on the right leg fall away and moving our attention across the hips through the pelvis to the left hip and all the way down the left leg to the bottom of the left foot. Letting the attention rest here on the sole of the left foot. And taking this as an opportunity to rest the attention. Not needing to do anything, but just having a place to place the attention. In this case, the bottom of the left foot. Noticing if there's any prominent sensations there on the left sole. Perhaps on the skin, feelings of contact with a sock or blanket or the air, whatever the bottom of our foot is in contact with. Sensations of temperature, the absence of sensation, and then gently guiding the attention to the left big toe. And if the mind has wandered, or there's also thinking, or emotional feelings present, just knowing that that's natural and those are also components of our experience. And it's quite possible to bring the attention to the left big toe while other aspects of our experience come and go. Nothing to do right or wrong here, but just drawing the attention to the physical sensations in the left toe and letting the attention rest there. Just seeing what sensations present themselves when we rest our attention openly on this part of the body. And then bringing attention to the left small toe, pinky toe on the other side of the foot. Feeling the toes in between. Noticing where the toes are in contact with each other and where there's space in between them. Noticing if there's sensations specific to one toe or shared across multiple toes. Or even moving from one toe to another. Or the lack of sensation. Just being with whatever's here. And again, drawing the attention to the bones of the foot and how they extend from the toes back through the foot all the way back to the heel. Noticing the arch of the foot formed by the shape of the bones. And feeling the foot from the inside out, as if our attention starts deep inside the foot and moves out to the skin. Noticing the muscles and tendons and all the sensations inside the foot. Out to the back of the foot and the heel resting on the ground. Up to the top of the foot. And now holding the entire left foot in our awareness and just noticing whatever sensations are present. And now letting the left foot go and bringing our attention to the left ankle, to the bony sides of the ankle, the front of the ankle just above the left foot, and the back of the ankle, and feeling the Achilles tendon going from the heel up into the calf, and then tracing our attention into the calf muscle itself as we begin to notice the lower leg stretching from the ankle up to the knee. Feeling the lower leg from the inside out, starting at the deepest point of the calf muscle. Noticing dull sensations here, sharp sensations here, the lack of sensation. And then with our mind's eye, just gathering the attention there in the deepest part of the calf muscle we can imagine or pick up an active sensation. And then letting the attention expand from there, almost like an inflating balloon, until it encompasses the entire calf muscle and lower leg, including the shin stretching from the knee down to the foot. and inside that big bone and all of our bones right now are the marrow and blood cell factories, lots of activity inside the bone. And feeling the skin of the lower leg and where the lower leg might be supported by the floor or bed or chair or wherever we're resting. And drawing the attention now to the left knee and the kneecap or patella in the front of the left knee. And if the attention is wandered, just bringing it back and seeing if we can perhaps trace the edges of the kneecap on the left side, either with our imagination or with the actual sensations present there at this outer circumference of the left patella. And bringing the attention behind the kneecap into the knee joint itself, where we may have a lot of sensation. We may not currently be experiencing a lot of sensation there. And everything in between. Feeling around to the back of the knee, that soft part of the body. And guiding the attention to the left upper leg, from the knee up to the hip. Feeling the quadricep muscle in the front and the hamstring in the back. And bringing the attention to the deepest part of the upper leg that we can sense or imagine. Perhaps the middle of the bone or where the muscles join the bone. And then slowly broadening the attention out to encompass the entire upper leg. And feel the skin. Noticing temperature, pressure, support from the floor, bed, mat, or chair beneath the leg. And now feeling the entire left leg from the hip all the way down to the bottom of the left foot, the tips of the toes. Feeling all the sensations, some coming and going, some steadily there in the foreground or the background, pleasant, unpleasant. And then letting the left leg go from our focus of our attention and bringing the attention to the left hip, the left side of the pelvis, feeling where the leg plugs in to the pelvis. Noticing if we can tell or if there's a point to us where it feels like our leg really begins and starts to be a separate part of the body emerging from the trunk. And then bringing the attention to the hip joint itself and feeling over from the left hip over to the right hip and everything in between. Reproductive organs, eliminative organs, not leaving any part of the body out. Noticing where we feel prominent sensation and areas here in the pelvis where we may not currently be experiencing a lot of sensation and holding those equally. Just noticing all of the sensations that are present here in the pelvis. And then feeling the glute muscles beneath us and the support of the surface underneath. And bringing the attention to the lower back, the curve of the spine, the large muscles on either side of the spine. And bringing the attention up to the middle of the back, following the spine as it goes up behind the ribs, between the shoulder blades, and feeling the entire back as it's supported lying here. As if the back were a canvas and there were different sensations coming, going, staying from all throughout the different parts of the back. And bringing the attention around to the front of the body and down to the belly and down to the navel. And drawing the attention a bit further down, an inch or two below the navel. And again, drawing the attention inside the body. So in between the front of the body and the back of the body, just an inch or two below the navel. And gathering our attention here at the very center of the body. Noticing if there's any sensations here, or just a feeling of stillness, or perhaps no sensations at all. And then guiding the attention back up to the navel, this place where once upon a time we got all of our food and oxygen, and resting the attention here. In and around the navel. If there's sensations in the muscles of the abdomen, if there's anywhere to relax in this area of the body, sensations of breathing, all the feelings around the navel. And letting the attention come up toward the chest, in between the ribs. At first in the hollow in between the ribs, just below the sternum. And up toward the sternum itself, and just holding the attention in this area. Sometimes there's emotional feelings, feelings of tightness, or feelings of warmth. All types of feelings can be here in the chest, near the heart, and where the ribs come together. And just holding the attention here as the breath comes in and goes back out. And if the mind wanders, or if other sensations call the attention, just gently guiding it back to the chest. Noticing feelings that may be distributed throughout the chest, that may be localized in one area. Just allowing whatever feelings are here to be here just as they are. And bringing a quality of gentle curiosity to the area of the chest. allowing the attention to broaden out and include the entire rib cage. Feeling the movement of the breath. Noticing any sensations here in the ribs, pleasant, unpleasant. Feeling the curvature around the sides of the body. And letting the attention move up to the collarbone. On the shoulders, all of the area just below the neck, supporting our arms, and then drawing the attention down through the arms themselves on both sides, noticing through the shoulder down to the elbow, through the forearms, the wrists, the hands, and out to the fingertips. Noticing any sensations here in the fingertips. Bringing the attention around the fingernails, up through the knuckles, and into the palms of the hands. The backs of the hands, the wrist, and then feeling into the forearm from the wrist up to the elbow on both sides, deep inside the muscle, the two bones running up the forearm and out to the skin. And noticing sensations in the elbow, the bony outside, the soft inside. And now drawing attention to the upper arm, the bicep, tricep, bones, tendons, skin. And now feeling into the shoulders and the large muscles on either side of the neck that hold the arms up. An area sometimes where there might be a little bit of letting go that could happen, even now. Some tension can sometimes be stored here. And gently guiding the mind back to the body, in this case, to the shoulders. Noticing feelings deep inside the muscles of the shoulders, on the skin, movement with the breath. And then letting the shoulders go and drawing the attention to the neck. This passageway for air and blood and food and signals of the nervous system between the brain and the rest of the body, all transmitting through the neck. Feeling the spine in the back as it curves out of the upper back through the neck to support the head. Noticing the breath moving down through the throat. And back up. The sensation of swallowing, all the different muscles that coordinate to to do something so simple and so automatic. I'm feeling the mouth, the tongue, the back of the throat. Teeth, the roof of the mouth. Noticing if there's any tension in the jaw and if moving the teeth apart slowly, slightly opening the mouth helps at all, or holding the jaw in any way that's comfortable. Noticing where the lips come together. Seeing if it's possible to sense into the place where the top lip comes into contact with the bottom lip, to trace that line. Is it possible to feel the top lip from the perspective of the bottom lip? And to feel the bottom lip from the perspective of the top lip. One touching the other. And noticing if there's any sensation in the upper lip where the breath is coming in and out from the nose. Feeling sensation in the nose itself. And over to the ears. Noticing physical sensations on the ears themselves, if the air feels warm or cool on the ear, if either ear is touching anything. Hearing sounds. And noticing if there's a sense of spaciousness where the ear goes through the spiral of the outer ear down into the ear itself. It actually connects to the throat deep inside. Just sensing this entire region where sound travels from the outside world into the ears. And bringing the attention to the back of the head, where it's resting. A feeling of contact. And to the very top of the head. Noticing where at the top of the head feels like the very top. What one point on the top of the head would feel to us from the inside like it was just the tippy top of the head. And letting the attention rest there. Top of the head. Feeling the forehead. Noticing if there's any muscles to be relaxed here. In and around the eyebrows, forehead, the eyes. I'm and bringing the attention to the eyes themselves. The sense of sight, and even with the eyes closed, what shapes or colors or whatever's there in the visual field. And feeling into physical sensations in the eyes themselves. From the back of the eyeball, around to the front of the eye, where the eyelids are resting. And then bringing the attention to the entire body from the top of the head down to the very bottom of the soles of the feet. Feeling the breath come in and out, and how that sensation moves throughout the body. And feeling all sensations in the body as some come and go and some persist. Approaching experience with a gentle openness and curiosity. Acceptance of whatever is here, moment to moment. And as this body scan comes to a close, allowing the breath to deepen, gentle movements in the body, and taking a moment to congratulate yourself on taking this time to support and nourish yourself, investing the time in your own well-being, and knowing that this state of relaxed awareness is available anytime just by gently attending to the breath in and the breath out in any moment of the day.